Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds. During these late summer days, if you turn your head to the sky, you can very often be rewarded by the sight of a very large, dark bird sailing overhead. Your first thought might be that it's an eagle, an osprey, or a red-tailed hawk, but a second look, showing the sharp V of the wings, and the somewhat wobbly flight confirms it is a turkey vulture. Pat, why is it called a turkey vulture?
Well, the turkey vulture received its common name from the resemblance of the adult's bald red head and its dark plumage to that of the male wild turkey, while the name vulture is derived from the Latin word vultaris, meaning terror, which is a reference to its feeding habits. Turkey vultures are very large, with wingspans reaching 6 feet. That's smaller than the bald eagle, but larger than any of the hawks that are common around here. They appear black from a distance, but up close, they're dark brown with a featherless red head and a pale bill. While most of their body and forewing are dark, the undersides of the flight feathers, along with the trailing edge and wingtips, are paler, giving a two-toned appearance.
Turkey vultures are scavengers, specializing in eating dead animals. They prefer freshly killed ones to decaying ones, and their particularly keen sense of smell enables them to pick up the scent of these from very far away. They also have sharp eyesight, and they tend to fly low over treetops and fields, searching for their meals. Some people are repulsed by their eating habits, but they perform an extremely important role in preventing the spread of disease by cleaning up dead animals. Its scientific name, Cathartes aura, actually means golden purifier or purifying breeze. Thankfully for them, vultures appear to have excellent immune systems, happily feasting on carcasses without contracting botulism, anthrax, cholera, or salmonella. Unlike their black vulture relatives, turkey vultures almost never attack living prey.
The turkey vulture's distinctive, slow, teetering flight style probably helps the bird soar at low altitudes, where it is best able to use its nose to find carrion. At other times, they may soar high on thermals and form mixed flocks or kettles. On the ground, they move with ungainly hops, looking amusingly awkward. Often, especially in the morning, they can be seen standing erect, wings spread in the sun, presumably to warm up, cool off, or dry off. Outside of the breeding season, turkey vultures form roosts of dozens to 100 individuals. When turkey vultures court, pairs perform a follow flight display, where one bird leads the other through twisting, turning, and flapping flights for a minute or so, repeated over periods as long as 3 hours.
Turkey vultures nest in rock crevices, caves, ledges, thickets, mammal burrows and hollow logs, fallen trees, abandoned hawk or heron nests, and abandoned buildings. In other words, just about anywhere they can. They lay 1 to 3 eggs and feed the young by regurgitation for 8 to 11 weeks. They lack the vocal ability of other birds and are only able to grunt or hiss. Here's what it sounds like. When they're threatened, they defend themselves by vomiting on their attacker, effectively repelling them with the foul odors and repugnant mess. Soon these birds will disappear from our area for the winter as they migrate south where food is more available and not frozen. Migrating flocks can number in the thousands. Their migration flight peaks in November and they fly over mountain ridges taking advantage of the updrafts. Look for them before they leave as they soar overhead in the late summer thermals.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.